Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for a more open-minded audience, the kind of people who basically, really want to do something with themselves. It's for proactive people only. Step up your game. Hello, I'm Talk Dude, and you're listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Once again, I'm Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
This is Comedian Organic OK. What he was telling you, I had a testimony to explain to some of those out there that may not have encountered the Organic Pimpin' capacity of Organic Pimpin'. Like, Organic Pimpin', the capacity of Organic Pimpin' is non-cross-contamination of healing your problems, not contaminating your oppositions, right? Freeing you from your opposition, as people in your life will tend to compromise you and undermine you from other aspects of contaminating your spirit, contaminating your ability. People say, well, you can't do this if this don't happen. This, people start telling you all these things almost like it's almost like pyramid oppositional opportunities of bull, right? Because like when you're truly going through something, you find out people that truly are not there to assist you. You find people that come on your path to get you out of your opposition. If you're truly not cross-contaminated, you will find these things. Before I move on, I'm going to say these things real fast. I'd like to say thank you to my co-host, Talk Dude, for being...
Oh, say it, brother. Say it. Come on, sing it from the mountaintops, man. Man, come on. Tell them how you're grateful. Tell them how I'm the sunshine in your life. Tell them how I make your shows. Tell them. Hello.
Oh, yeah. This show is not supported by unwanted conversation. This show would be temporary unplugged for about 48 seconds because I've heard something. I'm not quite sure what I just heard. But, yes, this comedian, my colleague is Comedian Talk Dude. I've been working with this gentleman for quite a bit of time. And one of the things I tell him, man, we have to reflect in, you know, the desires and things we want like in our dreams, right? So we have to bring our dreams to reality, you know, and reality is another a conflict of people's, you know, things that we're trying to help others, right? So people tell us this. I know you heard this talk, dude, is you can't save everybody.
Oh, and yeah, like, the natural order, natural selection. I mean, the herd needs to be thinned. It's a sad, simple fact of life.
Right.
Some aren't going to make the cut.
Got it. Listen to this, y'all. It's somebody who can't save everybody. How do they know who you can't save? Because they have not even saved everybody, right? Now, you said you can't save everybody. Now, what I'm looking at is how many people that I'm saving, truly saving, are changing the landscape of what's going on that I'm saying, oh, man, I can't save everybody. I guess too many people I've been trying to save, and they ain't working. I can't save everybody. It's people beyond the people that you cannot save that are just sitting there just waiting for the opportunity so they can change the other people in their path. It's so many people. So when I look at people that may not work for the actual platform that I'm doing, right, I have to say in my organic pimping, like all the people that was not on my path to truly change my life, but the people that have been on my path that changed my life, Who have I been listening to? Have I listened to the people that truly have changed my life? And have they changed my life because the people that was not helping me change my life was the people that changed my life in front of those people or was there, hey, just spread it out, bro. There's so many people that when you are pulling up the people, it's almost like you're pulling up the soul in the harvest. You are pitting these things. You're rising just like our fruit tree will grow. It's at a level, it's a part where the process is actually becoming the life elements of the wealth. And when you come to the life elements of the wealth, it's your task to maintain and become better within that. And when you become better within that, is that right, sir? You become better within that, you start seeing better rewards.
What you're saying is just beautiful. I know to a lot of people, you may think that this is another one of those bogus sales pitches. You know, the snake oil salesman trying to, say the Brooklyn Bridge or whatever, understand something. We're not asking basically for your money personally and all that. We're asking for your time. Listen to and before we know it, you will see results.
Sir, we came to ask their time or their money, because one of the things is, if you listen to this, if you're chasing money, money is not chasing you. If money is chasing you, your time and your money will come to you. So if we're looking for people to reflect that are not necessarily listening, because I've listened to a lot of people over the years that didn't have a great deal of people following their message, right? But the thing was, the right person got the message. That's the important part. That's what I hear. And so often it's like, well, it's not necessarily having a lot of people following me that I was concerned about. So it was the person that I truly impact that's going to change what's going on. And I always was talking about these things, about I'm not limited by the resources that people have put in the actual bin to be reflected through, right? Because this is a recycling bin. This is the lost and found. And sometimes what you find is not what people want to give you, and you find better things that you connected through than people actually aware of, right? You might be missing one screw, or someone throw a screw in it, they throw in something that's trash, it may be the screw you need, but you had everything else. So it's how sometimes people design another level, another capacity, right? So one of the things that people always, they look at me and say, oh, but this guy, he must be shady because he's going through opposition in a way that a person that is right wouldn't even achieve those things, wouldn't even have that desire to push on. It's like people almost, they brainwash to say, well, how can this person be positive? How can this person do things right? There must be truly something's going on, because people want to see you down and out so they can justify the oppression that they have been, you know, pitted in place. So almost like if a bucket of crabs are pulling each other's down, right? You know, it's actually in that system, right? It's in the system of the crabs, right? Where if you had crabs and you was actually dipping crabs in butter and you're reaping reward, you want crabs always to be around, right? If you was making gumbo and all these other things, that's just a metaphor, right? If you was always succeeding from this opposition thing that was always pile on top of this psychological setup system that is another level of cannibalism slavery, right? And if we're truly trying to present, and we got to think about this, man, a lot of people, what makes a lot of people don't like the factor of pimping is because how it sees how it can change. And it does change, right? You got somebody that changed the elements of what people thought that couldn't be changed. That's what people say, oh, man, wow, you changed this person. You made this person do something that I never thought. I've paid and did all these things, and you moved the person. You made the person slide across and do all these amazing things. And guess what? Because the cross-contamination and the cannibalism in that situation, it destroys all of what is actually accomplishing. It's like spilling milk. And what's so amazing about it is the average person could not make that person change and do things that made that exceptional ability happen. And that's what's so amazing by the concept of what the pimping is, right? But what makes the pimping concept a problem is how it is buzzards that set back on top of the pimp concept after the pimp concept regurgitate and become this kind of like commode of things that's overflowing. They think because the water is flushed, it's clean water, but that toilet concept of the toilet of pimping is contaminated, because even the water coming in fresh it's contaminated because this is what they say. System, people say this on a different level. They say, don't hate the player, what?
Hate the game.
But listen to this. How you hate the game when the game is the source to all the opposition and the freedom to the actual experience. So that can be anything. It can change. But the individual concept of that one person, it can be polluted. And once you clean the contamination, things can be healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you listen to this, if you pit a new toilet, pit it down, and that water is not contaminated until the cross-contamination hits. Once the cross-contamination hits, then you start seeing these cross-contamination factors. Once the cross-contamination hit, that's where it starts, right? Before then, that's the clean water, clean toilet, right?
It's a nice thought.
Yeah, so
nice
we got to realize once we put something in that's not contaminated, it's clean until we contaminate it. Well, this is what I want to do, everyone.
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
You're listening.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how do we basically keep ourselves at all from contaminating anything? I mean, how do we keep everything pristine and sterile, pure?
You know, one of the things that's always been amazing is how people – listen to this. You're not coming from that place. You don't mean to say things in a way that exploitating, but most people that ask the correct questions don't have the correct response to make that problem a solution. They have more of how can I relate and how can I erase this actual – platform that's healing people to be the cross-contaminated factor. So what they do is they plant the cross-contamination in the organic pimpin. That's what happened. What normally destroyed organic pimpin is exactly what they pit there that was helping organic pimpin, right? So if you traditionally, listen to this, if you traditionally help all these situations that you can that was being exploited, all I need is that one person that enjoyed this ride, enjoyed being here, and pit that person inside the infrastructure of organic pimping where they are contaminating everybody like they're pitting up posters, they're pitting up advertisement. This person would go in there as peace because they relate to the contamination because it's an element within those factors where life and positivity have the option to go either left or right or ride the ride. And a ride normally is like mouthwash, right? It cleans it cleans things, but it does not keep it permanently, right? So convenient, organic, okay. And now I'm going to turn the microphone or turn the actual conversation over to my colleague, Talk Dude.
All right. Now, look, it's easy to contaminate yourself, okay? You just have to basically – step by step, you got to make a wrong move. You got to basically, it's all too easy for us to basically put the wrong elements into our lives. There's so many wrong elements. It's hard to tell what's right, what fits, what is, you know. It really is something. The trick is
to see
how it works.
Keep going and listen to you, man. I just want to make sure that when you're reflecting that, make sure you're healing your opportunity that frees the message in your entire existence.
Yeah. Fill your life with positive thoughts, positive people, and basically at the same time, cure yourself of being a negative person. There are so many people who are depression junkies who are basically just – they make so many mistakes. They feel so faulty that they just surrender to depression. They just decide to wrap themselves in it. They let it encase them. They allow themselves to. Why? Because they think this is them. This is who they are. This is their state in life.
Man, that's a message right there that's going on to somebody right now. They're trying to truly understand this.
It's a damning thing. You know, depression is just, it can totally, totally engulf you. Before you know it, You won't be able to do anything. You won't be able to go on living. You're just going to die peacefully. And a lot of people maybe happy may say, well, it's sad to see them go, but come on, they were in a bad way. And it's all for the best. Your whole life doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to. You can make the choices. Through organic pimping. I'm talking the real thing. You actually push and turn your life forward in that positive direction. Absolute greatness.
Go ahead.
One of the steps to being upbeat every single day is basically trying to remind yourself, oh, I see it's 15 minutes after the hour here. It's 7:15 here on the program, Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul. Please, tell us what you think. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yes, we've been listening.
Listen, a lot of things in life are an albatross to deal with. Now, listen, you should get rid of the destructive elements in your life, but just because something is hard doesn't necessarily mean it's destructive. See your goals. I mean, when you see them, you got to see them. You got to feel them. You got to understand why. You tell yourself why you want this, why you need this. Challenge yourself. You don't just face your fears. You charge. You got to charge them right through. Take a deep breath. Just rip the Band-Aid off. It's a real thing. Now, a lot of this may seem kind of stock, kind of simple advice, whatever. But through this power of positive thinking, you can find out that your life can be greater in every single possible way. You can be the person you need to be, the person you want to be. You can be. It is a distinct possibility.
What would you tell the person that have been left in the past because people have not rewarded them from the actual effort that they thought they had been investing?
I would tell them not to give up. Tell them to take a deep breath. Ask themselves what they want out of life. And tell them they can get it. You can be.
Right. So, Top Dude, comedian, for those that never met you before, what is the true message that you're trying to pervade? Because, you know, it's like wearing different shoes, right? You go into different engagements, right? And we know when you go on different engagements, you're feeling a certain way, and you're kind of like reflecting in this moment, right? So if you're trying to generalize the experience, isn't that kind of a unique kind of organic experience when you're dealing with someone, right? When you're dealing with that person.
Absolutely.
So I feel like so often we try to make these things are almost like canned goods, right? Canned goods are not the most precious fruit, right? Canned goods are not the most precious quality. It's quantity, right? So when we're trying to make people have the best quality and we give them the least quantity of how to actually go by steps to it, right? So I can give you, say this, say you're trying to put together an outfit. And every outfit I put together for you, everything is partially missing. The shirt is missing. You got one shoe. You got one sock. You got one. But it's a lot. I can give you 50 of those things. Would you care so much about having so much of these things partially, or you would have these things completely less amount and have everything that's needed? And I think what people try to do at times, this is what people do. Like, they don't know. You be motivated, right? You motivate. And not only that, you're a comedian, right?
Yeah.
And it's other things to you, right? It's other, you know, and I feel like when people try to undermine comedians as this whole uniform, you could tell how they interact with people. You could tell how they're trying to give you other people jokes. They're trying to give you storyboards that they like. They're trying to modify the actual relationship you have with the whole craft. And it's like, this is so cross-contaminated. This is so, like, this is violating all the comedians that worked on their craft and was working on these things to actually
This is criminal, brother.
Living.
This is criminal, brother. This is criminal. This is like federal defense or whatever.
It's
a destructive poison.
I'm going to tell you this and that.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be a funny comedian, and, you know, everybody told me I'm funny. And you say, well, if these people had opportunity to truly see what you have able, they would try to undermine every chance they get. Most people would understand this comedian business is some of the most compromising, hypocritical platform of conversation. People talk. This is the same thing that people talk about in community. People get killed for. The same words people get killed for. Relationships, even at places that people think, well, violence don't happen, man. You'd be surprised how someone get through the air and it would be like a gas is on and it'd kill people because people mindset and who that person was and people, man, you'd be surprised what would be happening to some people over these words that'd be happening. But so that's simple, man. It's too many places around the world where people, words have got them hurt. So act like it's not going to mean anything when it's on a big spotlight, a big level of people talking, and it's going, oh, man, that's not realistic in a lot of ways. Now, what do you think in your journey, what do you want to reflect in your organic pimping that people may not understand that try to modify? Think about this. How have you think pimping and how people, respect this pimping that we're on, right? People say, oh, man, pimp it. Nah, you can't use that name. Someone told me this when I was going live. I did a live show. I broadcast a live show from Oakland, California. And I was outside this facility where people was going in, right? I was waiting to go inside. And I was talking to these people. And this one lady I was talking to, I said, is it possible that we can change the actual stereotype of an actual name and, you know, change those things? And I said, well, I have a show. It's called, organic pimping through the ingredients. And I was telling her, she said, oh, girl, he's trying to pimp me. And I'm listening to her talk, and in my mind, I'm saying, if I was desiring to pimp, I wouldn't desire to pimp the worst of the opposition to make this actual problem unhealthy. I will go to the harvest of where it needs to be at the top of the creation of. That's why people are so willing to get the most attractive, the most, because they're looking at the actual ability of what the health, you know. And people say, well, that doesn't necessarily make a person a good person or not a good person, but you're looking at by design. They got fruit called the ugly fruit, right? And it don't look that good, right? And for the average person, you know it's always a exception to the rule, right? It's always a exception to the rule. But you got to think about on time again. What have you seen that truly been rewarding to you? A harvest, right? You see grass that got brown spots. They call it burnt spots in the grass. That's still the best looking grass? Is it the most healthiest grass? No. When you see a house that looks dirty and got, you know, the color of it looks faded and is, you know, the paint peeling, is that the most healthiest? Most of the time, those times where they have some houses like that, a lot of times they say, oh, lead poisoning in that paint, right? A lot of homes, depending on the time when it was done, and some today because they haven't changed the paint, is lead poisoning, right? So think about when you're dealing with a person, right? He said, wow, it's like, you ever seen a person so attractive that it changes your mood? Come on, no. I'm asking you a question. I just asked you.
No.
Have you not seen a person that so attractive that it changed your mood you in?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, at the same time, I remember I've seen people who are so attractive. I remember thinking,
sir,
dear God, I mean.
Sir. I was making a point. I was asking. I was trying to move through. I didn't want you to take over my story. So what I'm sort of explaining to you is, they say ugly is, you know, a part of, you know, the ugly. But ugly is not just to the bone, okay? Ugly is to the subconscious of the long-term memory because you can remember that longer. You can remember something that you don't really want to necessarily see. But the ugly is something like, oh, you're like, whoa, ugly. And sometimes people can rechange the ugly experience because the true essence of their wealthiness into the harvest is almost like the dirt to the actual raw tender of the soil, to the actual investment of the seed, to the next level of the growth. And you start seeing how they actually interact. Some people interact with these capacities of things. So they're different. They are an exception to better than what ugly can be, better than what the limitation of what skin can mean, skin deep. They have an inheritance of changing their perspective, changing the actual outcome, changing the desire. And that's what that really is organic pivot. Because when you change somebody that you have people that sit there with average, and then you go from average to super, super attractive, where you just overwhelmed with just looking at them. It's like these people, you think that they've been attacked because how they bow their head and how they just, they're so sexually and so charged with that vibration level, they can't even look at it. It's like, whoa. Now, I must wrap up. I need to let you let my co-host speak for the phone. Final discussion. Cole, go ahead and talk, dude.
Okay, I'll talk in the final five closing minutes. You are worth something, okay? You matter. You tell yourself that every single time you get out of bed. And a lot of people in the world are going to tell you the exact opposite. It's almost like a nature, basically, you know? There's all that cutting down that happens. People treat each other like shit or like prey. I mean, you remember, like, you know, like kids. I mean, you know, as an adult, when you're an adult, you're nice to kids. But the truth is kids are horrible even to each other. Even at the youngest age, people do wrong by each other. And this may seem like just one more obstacle. I'm going to tell you, every single obstacle is meant to be knocked down. Every obstacle is meant to take aim at, is meant to be shattered, broken.
What's this?
And you yourself, you can accomplish a lot more out of life than what you have and what you're getting. You can make all those daily resolutions to turn it around.
Go ahead, man. Be listening, man. Get that message.
Organic pimping. Or it's not just a cool-sounding name. I mean, listen to the sound. Organic pimping, yeah, it sounds nice, but it's more just about the sound. It's a very way of life.
Come on now, we're listening.
You can do all that. Ask out the little things in life what you want. Ask yourself.
Always, one of the things I always, you know, this is the thing about comedian talk, dude. He have Tourette's, Asperger's, and scoliosis. And he's always, most of his life, he's always been known to be the guy that's like, had the conversation that people always was obsessed with listening to. Then it gets to, like, I was talking to him about the cussing aspect. Then it got to a point where he's almost, like, neutering his words where people are just obsessed listening to his words because I wanted him to be at peace. I wanted him to be at peace of what he's saying that he can appreciate years to come. I didn't want him to feel like he was just basically, like, this person where people are just being entertained and he's feel like he's being, like, eaten alive. Because he's not truly happy within the words and experience that he's having with engaging people. And I want to make sure that he was coming from within himself to, you know, to wealth the actual experience that people are truly going to get out of him and where he can see that investment himself. And so that's the thing that I always wanted to become. I want to say, man, I want you to appreciate this. I want you, as your desires, I want you to be looking at the reflection. I don't want you to get to the point where you feel discouraged because people have used and exploited your actual experience that you know it was in a harvest of opposition that now is free through the wealth on your actual true freedom in you. You know, I know this is not an accident that you're able to see people, millions and millions of people that didn't have an opportunity to free their opposition in life by these things that people know that they was dealing with, overcoming. But through this organic pimping that we truly are meant to heal and not to be exploited as we healing people. Don't take my organic pimping for a short change of being, oh, he's taking this advantage of this guy because he's organic pimping. My name is Comedian Organic OK. My co-host.
And I'm
talking to you. You've been listening to
Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Remember,
you
can hear all our shows on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch them all. Look us up on the web. Get involved. Thank you. And good night.